This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Department of Justice charged four Russian government employees Thursday for their part in two historical hacking campaigns targeting the global energy sector in 135 countries between 2012 and 2018. The cyber attacks came from Russia's Federal Security Service against the energy sector conglomerates, so says Deputy Attorney General Lisa O'Monico in a statement. She continues, Russia state-sponsored hackers pose a serious and persistent threat to critical infrastructure, both in the United States and around the world. President Biden, after meeting with NATO allies Thursday, said if Russia were to use chemical weapons in Ukraine, it would trigger a response from NATO.
We would respond. We would respond if he uses it. The nature of the response would depend on the nature of the use.
The European Space Agency has confirmed that it's indefinitely suspending its ExoMars rover mission with Russia's space program. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
One lawmaker says free money is the answer to high gas prices.
Democratic Congressman from Connecticut John Larson is proposing a bill that would provide stimulus payments to Americans to offset soaring energy costs. Larson's bill would provide $100 a month per person for tax filers and dependents. It would be issued the same way as the 2020 and 2021 stimulus checks. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
President Trump's people filed a lawsuit Thursday against Hillary Clinton and several Democrats alleging they tried to rig the 2016 election by tying his campaign to Russia. The lawsuit covers a long list of grievances in a 108-page lawsuit filed in federal court in Florida. A special counsel investigation has documented Hillary Clinton's campaign did create Russiagate. NASCAR racing is in Austin, Texas this weekend. Thanks for listening and a TGIF to you, my friend. USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Florida Republican Congressman Byron Donalds was on Newsmax overnight. He's claiming Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson is not answering the questions during her confirmation hearings that must be addressed so that lawmakers will know what they need to know about how she'll serve if she's confirmed.
And if you have somebody who sits on the Supreme Court who literally cannot tell you that a woman is somebody who has an X chromosome, how are they going to rule when it comes to these matters going in front of the highest court in the land? These are serious questions. I understand the frustrations from the Republicans. And for the Democrats, this is the same party that went into yearbooks for Judge Kavanaugh, that questioned Judge Barrett's religion relentlessly. They have no problem attacking Republican nominees. We don't need to remember Clarence Thomas's confirmation or Robert Bork or Miguel Estrada. They have done this time and time again, but now they want to play with kid gloves. They're disingenuous to me. I don't care what their opinions are. We need to get to the bottom, get to the truth on Judge Brown Jackson's judicial philosophy. It matters for the future of America.
Russian President Vladimir Putin is trying to save his flailing ruble economy. His threat to have unfriendly countries pay for Russian natural gas exports only in rubles from now on got the cold shoulder from the European nations Thursday. Several European leaders also said during the first day of their European Union summit, making such demands would fundamentally change contracts and render them null and void. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hear what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop, hear what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop now, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, we've got Dr. Michael Rubin on deck, ready to come on. He is a scholar with the American Enterprise Institute and former Pentagon official. As you know, whenever we have Michael on, I mean, he's such an expert on these key areas, the Middle East, regional politics, Iran, Syria, Persian Gulf expert. And of course, he and his wife as well gave us such great insight into what's happening in Russia and Ukraine. And Michael is with us now. Dr. Michael Rubin, always good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
How are you doing, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Looking forward to our conversation and updating our audience on all that is Ukraine right now. Biden is in Brussels. He's in Europe, you know, meeting with NATO, emergency NATO meeting. But they didn't seem to have a sense of urgency coming out of the meeting. I don't know. What am I missing here?
Well, I don't think you're actually missing much. I mean, on one hand, the timeline is, let me put it this way. No amount of urgency is going to change the timeline on the ground in Ukraine. Mm-hmm. While there's been a lot of cheerleading for Ukraine, and certainly I'm thrilled that they're doing better than they were supposed to, that many expected, the fact of the matter is Russia has the ability to wait them all out. As Russia furthers its encirclement of Kiev and other key Ukrainian cities, it's going to impact Ukraine's ability to supply itself. Mm-hmm. And so I'm afraid, despite Ukraine's great gains, it might only be a matter of time. Mm-hmm. And that may be reflected when it comes to NATO. At the same time, despite the cheerleading on behalf of NATO, the United States especially has been reticent to push harder for fear that we might trigger a broader conflict with Russia. That's why, for example, President Joe Biden has been so dead set against the Polish government giving Ukraine its MiG planes.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, Zelensky is begging. And he's even saying, look, I'll pay you. I'll even pay you for these jets. And you can't blame him because he's watching the slaughtering of his own people. You know, and I believe America can, you know, relate to that desperation where, according to Rasmussen, you've got over 60%. I think the number is like 67% of America wants our country to do what they can short of putting boots on the ground here. Now, one of the confusing things that strikes me here, Michael, I don't know about you, but we had a big signing. The president signed an order, you know, for $1 billion for new armaments. And I'm going, wait a minute, 3 days earlier, he signed, you know, with the Ombudsmanville, and that they were to get $14.1 billion. What happened to that money? And nobody talks about that.
You know, you're absolutely right. First of all, if I could just clarify with regard to the MiGs, the reason why we're talking about the Polish MiGs as opposed to American airplanes, of course, is that Ukraine flies MiGs, and so even if they didn't fly these MiGs, they could use them for spare parts.
Exactly.
I do think it's extremely condescending for the United States from 6,000 miles away to try to tell Zelensky what he needs more than Zelensky himself, because Zelensky is the commander-in-chief. He knows what's needed, and we're being too clever by half by saying, hey, these MiGs would be offensive weapons, when at the same time we're giving anti-tank missiles, we're giving Turkey's giving drones and so forth, all of which could just as easily be classified as offensive weapons. So make no mistake, I think we should be giving the weaponry. When it comes to the aid, you know, this is the problem with aid more broadly, in that too often much of that is siphoned off along the way through consultants, through bureaucracy, through other mechanisms. We have done a great deal of supplying Ukraine, perhaps a little bit too little too late, but it's a question which Congress should be asking. What's happening to all this money? Is it all going to Ukraine? Because it doesn't appear from what the Ukrainians are saying that much of it is arriving.
Yeah, I'm not hearing any congressman, any senator asking that critical question. And I'm going, wait a minute, am I the only one that's seeing this? I mean, this doesn't make sense. I mean, these
part
people
of it could be an accounting trick where Biden is using that money to put U.S. forces in Germany or perhaps even Poland and saying that's for Ukraine, even though really that is just containment rather than helping Ukraine in any real way.
Well, and that's the other question that has been coming out recently, and I thought this was appropriate, is that, and it goes along with what you just said earlier, is America's attitude to help Ukraine win or just, ease the pain here, give them some methadone until they're out of their misery, I guess?
Well, yeah, I mean, all along, Biden has, and Biden's team, have sought preemptive surrender. They've been genuinely shocked and surprised by how Zelensky stood up. They fundamentally haven't understood the Ukrainian mindset. Remember, when this all started, the United States and the White House announced that they would help Zelensky flee the country. That was the wrong message to send, and fortunately, Zelensky said no. Perhaps it's time, when it comes to championing the free world, that Biden and his team take some lessons from Zelensky, because Zelensky is becoming a 21st century Churchill, while Biden is proving himself to be a 20th century Chamberlain.
Absolutely. Boy, that's very rightly said and appropriate, I believe. And, here's Zelensky, crying out for help. He knows, as you say, he's the commander-in-chief. He knows what he needs. And then, meanwhile, the United States in the back rooms are trying to do everything they can to negotiate some sort of surrender. And on behalf of the Ukrainians, but the Ukrainian people, Michael, you see the spirit of these Ukrainian people. I mean, this is their land, and this is also what is perplexing to these young Russian soldiers who went there and thought they were going to be heralded as heroes for liberating them, and they're being yelled at by grandmas, and they're taking incoming, and as you say, they even lost a naval ship yesterday, right?
Well, it's also thrown a wrench into Russia's long-term plans here, because Russia doesn't have enough forces to actually occupy the country. They can't do a German Nazi-style occupation where they impose their own bureaucracy on the new captured territory. They were planning to do a Vichy-style sort of occupation where they would co-opt the local bureaucracy, and the local bureaucracy in whatever rump state would answer to them. Now, the problem is they're determining that not only the Ukrainian-speaking West, but also the Russian-speaking East of Ukraine, absolutely hates their guts and has no desire to cooperate with them whatsoever. So Vladimir Putin is in a real long-term problem, because he has absolutely no way to digest the territory, which he still plans to take, and at the same time, he has no way to save face. My colleague Corey Shackey raised a really scary point. What is it with what could happen if Vladimir Putin believes he'd lose? Would it be better for him to lose to Ukraine or to the United States? Might he try to provoke a war with NATO simply because he could save face by losing to them rather than to Ukraine?
That is a crazy scenario, but all things are on the table right now. I mean, who's really to know? And maybe we can talk a little bit more about that and, you know, what to expect from Putin, you know, going forward here, win or lose. With Dr. Michael Rubin, stay with us. We've got more from him after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. In 1946, Reverend Charlie Byers set out to spread the gospel locally via his radio show, The Gospel Tide Hour. Through God's providence, that radio show has grown into the Tide Global Radio Ministry, sharing the truth about Jesus in multiple languages on three continents. On March 17th, we will host Reverend Byers' son, Nelson, for a special I Remember When interview to learn more about the inception of the Tide Ministry. Nelson has observed and participated in the Tide Ministry since its founding 75 years ago. His memory is full of anecdotal information that's never been recorded, and we are so excited to learn more about the history of the Tide Ministry. To learn more about the Tide Ministry and how you can listen in as Nelson shares his I Remember When insights, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
And independent, we come to you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We're back with you right now, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. Dr. Michael Rubin continues with us. He is a resident scholar with the American Enterprise Institute and former Pentagon official. Michael, we were talking about Vladimir Putin and toward the end of the first segment here, and I want to pick that up, the pressure that he is feeling. I mean, you've got Russian mothers seeing their sons coming in body bags. That has got to be shocking to them. The people are on the streets. They are objecting to this war in Ukraine. And, I mean, the severity of the consequences for them to come out and speak out. You even have a TV anchorwoman on TV behind another newscaster saying that this is a fraud and that it's all propaganda, that the people of Russia are not getting the truth. I mean, this is a lot of pressure that's coming and adding to you know, what could put Putin in a corner to where, you know, as your colleague said, could come with some dire consequences.
Well, you're absolutely right. But also remember that Vladimir Putin comes from the old KGB. He was a KGB officer. He brings that mindset. He's extremely paranoid and extremely proactive when it comes to his own personal security. One of the things I worry about is whether he might be fine simply encouraging, using sanctions as the excuse, much of the middle class to flee, figuring, hey, these guys don't support me anyway, which would leave those behind much more attached to Vladimir Putin, much more controllable. That ultimately is a scenario whether we could be seeing a situation where Vladimir Putin would use this crisis to actually consolidate control, even
exactly.
if right now things look shaky for him.
Well, and he used a scary word last week. He said cleansing. Boy, that stuck out, right?
Well, absolutely. And, you know, he might very well do it. We already see reports of many Ukrainians being shipped, I mean, by some accounts, hundreds of thousands, out of their country to camps in Siberia. This is a very dangerous situation. This is not Soviet Union 1970s or 80s. This is Soviet Union 1930s.
Mm-hmm. Here, the mainstream media is reporting that NATO is more unified than ever. I'm not sure I'm seeing that, especially with the issues to play here, because the big 800,000-pound gorilla in the room is fuel. What about fuel?
Well, you're absolutely right. Look, it's easy to be unified in rhetoric. It's another thing to be unified in action. And when it comes to NATO, it's easy to be unified at this moment in time. But we often see countries like Germany breaking off from the consensus when they see it as in their interest. That said, the Germans have committed to wean themselves off Russian gas by 2024 by Russian from Russian coal as well. And the Biden administration, to their credit, is ramping up both gas swaps and shipments of liquefied natural gas to Europe. That's all well and good, but then the question comes, at what cost if we're not willing to produce the oil and gas ourselves when we can? Are we simply going to be enriching other dictatorships like Venezuela or Iran?
Well, and you have Saudi Arabia right now that won't even take his phone call.
Nor, frankly, should they, given the way Joe Biden and his team have treated Saudi Arabia. I mean, for someone who is supposedly a foreign policy mastermind, you couldn't do a worse job in terms of maintaining these relationships than Joe Biden has done. He has gratuitously thrown allies under the bus and then figured that they would simply forgive him when we needed them again. That's not the way the world works.
Exactly. Well, especially, you know, to me, I think it's quite galling when he talks about killing oil and all the rhetoric that's been targeted there. And then you go to the Saudis that's their life. That's their lifeblood is oil. And you've badmouthed it to such a degree that, you know, now you say, oh, you know, we need your help. I don't think so, Bob. No.
Well, you're absolutely right there. But what also galls me is, look, I grew up in the 1970s and 80s, and I remember smog and dirty problems. But, you know, gas and oil today are a lot cleaner than they used to be. Mm-hmm. We need to start using what we have for energy security rather than tilting at windmills.
Well, this is something that a fifth grader would figure out, Michael, right away. I mean, you talk to a fifth grader and you say, hey, here we got this problem here. We were energy independent, now we're not, and we've got all these existential forces, and we're on the brink of a war here, and we're we're even buying oil from one of the participants in the war. I mean, how do you square that up?
You're absolutely right. And, I mean, what's going on with regard to Iran is positively criminal and is going to result in hundreds, if not thousands, of Americans in body bags.
Well, and let's talk more about that. I mean, of all things, you know, look at Saudi Arabia doesn't want to talk to us. Iran doesn't want to talk to Biden. So Biden is somehow, I don't know why he feels he was forced, of all people, to choose Russia to negotiate on our behalf. And from what I'm hearing is the Russian analysts are saying, all honor and glory to Russia, and Iran's getting a better deal than they had before, and Russia's going to do really well, and America's going to come up the loser in this whole negotiation, and why would we be surprised?
You know, I mean, it's absolutely astounding in terms of allowing the Russians to have a sanctions loophole in Iran, allowing Iran to completely reverse counter-proliferation precedent, everything which the International Atomic Energy Agency has done before, and essentially bless an existing nuclear program, which is greater than Pakistan had when Pakistan built its nuclear arsenal, on top of which what we seem to be addressing Iran's terrorism problem, what Rob Malley and what Joe Biden are doing there is by simply trying to get the Russians, the Iranians to pledge that they will de-escalate in the region. That pledge has no legal binding. The notion that we would trust the Iranian leadership with tens of billions, hundreds of billions of dollars, and then at the same time simply take their word that they're not going to engage in terrorism is positively negligent. It's criminal.
Yeah, and then, you know, what is this that we would take, you know, their army off the terrorist list? I mean, what gain is that?
Well, there is absolutely no gain there. It's going back to Admiral House. Please, sir, can I have some more? The Iranians are absolutely humiliating us. When we look at this chain of events, Russia and Ukraine, what the Iranians are doing now, frankly, I think a lot of this starts with just the sheer chaos of our withdrawal from Afghanistan. You know, the world's rogue regime smelled blood in the water. They understood they could run roughshod over the United States, that Biden wouldn't stand up for American interests, and they're taking us to the bank right now.
Well, elections have consequences, and what we're looking at potentially here, Michael, is the destabilization of just about every region of the world.
I'm not sure whether the United States is going to have any allies left in the Middle East once Biden administration gets through with it. How can we expect anyone to side with us when every American ally in the region, Arab and Israel as well, feel that we're selling them down the river for the sake of a meaningless piece of paper with the Islamic Republic of Iran?
Well, as you suggest, it was bad enough under Obama, Biden, and this is a continuation, but this is dangerously worse. I mean, to the point that the president, before he leaves for Brussels, he spits out this, we've got a new world order coming. New? What are you talking about?
The only thing he's correct about is that we need to be worried about the future of the post-World War II liberal order. That's what's at stake right now. And unfortunately, in the fight to replace that or to continue it, the United States isn't winning. When we allow a vacuum to develop, it's not the forces of altruism that fill it. It's the Islamic Republic of Iran. It's Vladimir Putin's Russia. It's Xi's China. I mean, basically, we're living in Vladimir Putin's world, whether we like it or not, and we better start gearing our national strategy to that fact.
Without a doubt. And, of course, President Xi meeting with the Saudis to do something about the petrodollar. Michael, if the petrodollar goes under, where is America?
Well, ultimately, we're in a situation where we've taken our greatest national asset, the U.S. dollar, something which gave us tremendous leverage and influence worldwide, and we've completely shredded that influence for reasons that have no strategic value. I mean, our inflationary spending, our tendency to basically treat the dollar with disdain, treat allies with disdain, they have consequence, and we're going to be paying for that for generations. I don't think many people truly, especially many progressives, understand the benefit that we derive from being the leader of the post-World War II liberal order, and I don't think they fully understand how important it was to have the dollar be essentially the world's most influential currency.
Michael, we're grateful for your insight. Thank you for coming on. He's a resident scholar with the American Enterprise Institute, former Pentagon official, Dr. Michael Rubin. Godspeed, my friend. Take care.
Thank you.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Department of Justice charged four Russian government employees Thursday for their part in two historical hacking campaigns targeting the global energy sector in 135 countries between 2012 and 2018. The cyber attacks came from Russia's Federal Security Service against the energy sector conglomerates, so says Deputy Attorney General Lisa O'Monico in a statement. She continues, Russia state-sponsored hackers pose a serious and persistent threat to critical infrastructure, both in the United States and around the world. President Biden, after meeting with NATO allies Thursday, said if Russia were to use chemical weapons in Ukraine, it would trigger a response from NATO.
We would respond. We would respond if he uses it. The nature of the response would depend on the nature of the use.
The European Space Agency has confirmed that it's indefinitely suspending its ExoMars rover mission with Russia's space program. USA Radio News.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Taking all kinds of notes, you know, talking with Dr. Rubin there. It's hard to keep up with it. I mean, he's just so intelligent. It's such great insight as to what's going on as he lays out all the propositions and all that we're dealing with and that you're not hearing about in the mainstream media, if that's what you rely on. Today, this information age has been said. We know a lot of what. We don't know why. And we need to know why. And we need to ask these critical questions and go deeper into the stories if we're going to be the intelligent voters that is required of us. We've been dumbed down and we've been rather passive, and here we are on the brink of watching, you know, America's insignificance because of the current administration that we have right now. I mean, the danger signals are abounding. We're going to be joining up with my good friend Jeff Cruer. His show is live. We're going to match our shows together and simulcast our audience together here. He's Louisiana's favorite son, the Cajun Crusher. His audience is on WGSO 990 AM. And, of course, Louisiana has had it rough, as you know, if you've been reading any of the weather reports. It's been a rough go for them. And I checked in with Jeff earlier in the week and asked how he and the family were doing. And they were doing well. So, but I'm sure there were other families, without a doubt, based on the reports that we saw coming out of there that were, you know, greatly impacted by the weather.
Yes, program,
and
right.
Jeff Guerrero joins us now. You can hear him now. Here we are.
The one and only hey. Bill Martinez joining in with his program.
Hey, Jeff.
And, Bill, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I was just sharing with our audience. I was glad to hear that your family is well after, you know, the weather impacts that you've been dealing with once again in Louisiana. It's been a rough winter for you guys.
I know. It was one thing after another, Bill. Mm-hmm. I mean, it really is. But thankfully, the area that was impacted. A lot of people are stepping forward to help them, and you know they're going to come back stronger. So we're doing what we can for them. But yeah, it's one thing after another down here. You never know living in this area what you're going to be facing.
Exactly. Well, our prayers continue, you know, for you, and as they do for Ukraine. You know, we see the casualty reports. We see what is happening. It would appear that, you know, the NATO countries, even our own government, does not have the passion to win that Ukraine does. I mean, look what they're doing. They're fighting off this incredible military force. And meanwhile, the sentiment of the American people, Jeff, that you wrote about in your column, backed up by the Quinnipiac poll, 75% of Americans, we want to help Ukraine without risking a war with Russia.
Yeah, I think we see what's going on there. We want to help them. I mean, we have, you know, humanitarian interests. We want to help those people that are in need. Obviously, it's been horrible. Millions have fled. But I think there is a concern that, you know, if we do send troops, if we do send, you know, more and more of our, you know, military assets to the area, there could be some sort of a conflict with Russia, and I just don't want to have any kind of a military conflict with a nuclear power. I'd like to see the U.S. step forward and lead some peace negotiations to try to get this thing resolved now. I mean, this country is being destroyed. I mean, this country is being obliterated, and it's got to end. I mean, it's got to end.
Well, unfortunately, you can't get to the table, the bargaining table, unless you have to. Putin right now does not see that he has to, and so he's going to continue to devastate. You know, which is unfortunate because the strategy early on by this administration was sanctions. It was going to be a deterrent, right? They said time and time again. Now Joe Biden says, I never said that, you know, and we never expected sanctions to be a deterrent. Well, you know, we've got too many people from your administration, including your Secretary of State, saying that that was the intent.
Right.
But the real deterrent is? Yeah,
the real deterrent is a strong United States military. The real deterrent is peace through strength. The real deterrent is what Ronald Reagan had, what Donald Trump had. And, you know, when Donald Trump was president, Vladimir Putin didn't invade one inch of foreign territory.
Right.
He didn't do any of this adventurism that he's doing now, reckless invasion of another country, because I think he feared what Donald Trump would do. Mm-hmm. This president is exposed as someone who's feckless and someone who is weak. And the Afghanistan debacle, I'm sure, was a factor in what Putin was thinking about. Hated, don't you think?
Well, without a doubt. Plus, you know, you've got to remember the Biden family is owned by the Ukrainians and by the Russians. I mean, they are, as Peter Schweitzer referred to it, elite captured. And oh yeah, that's right. The Chinese have them as well. So they know that he's corrupt and he's dirty. That's why when they met with the Chinese told Blinken and his guard pretty much, hey, don't give us any of that self-righteous story. We know who you are. So all this adds to this weakness perception that you're referring to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and no doubt about it. And he's gotten away with it. I mean, Hunter has gotten away with all of his corruption. The FBI's had the laptop since December of 2019. They have done nothing. Now we're finally hearing, oh, well, yeah, it's real. It's real. Mm-hmm. We know that. We knew it back then, but they
exactly
covered it all up.
Well, they covered it up and altered
all of it,
and they covered up the result of an election. They influenced an election, but you know, in the same attitude that Harry Reid said when he lied about Mitt Romney. So, he laughed about it. He goes, "Well, he didn't get elected, did he?" You know, so that's the way the Democrats roll. And the American people are taking note. Even people in the Democratic Party are taking note. And they're saying, I can't be part of this. And this is why they're leaving. And, and this is quite the scary thought, because now the Democrats in the midterms are really going to have to up their cheating game. And so stay tuned for details, right?
I think it's the same sort of formula. What I think they're going to try to do is push the mail-in balloting, push the drop boxes, push the ballot harvesting. They're going to come up with another COVID hysteria, I think, before the election.
Well, there's one looming right now, Jeff. Dr. Fauci, he came out of hiding to announce that there's another version, another variant.
Bill, keep your eye on that. Keep your eye on that, because that is a tried and true formula for them, and I think they're going to try it again. I mean, that is their ticket to survive this.
Well, they're not going to give up power easily. I mean, they have worked for this so hard, and all that they did against Donald Trump, and I'm grateful that Donald Trump is suing them. It is about time, going after Hillary Clinton and the whole guard, the whole mess of them. And that's the other thing, Jeff, is that as far as I'm concerned, you know, going back to the Hunter Biden laptop, for example, that was called Russian disinformation, those 51 intelligence officers and generals and insiders and that have lost total trust. They have violated our trust and their positions of authority, and we shouldn't hear from them anymore because they also influence, I mean, to the point that, about 15, as much as 20% of Democrats said had they known the real story of Hunter's laptop, they would not have voted for Joe Biden.
Well, and they knew what they were doing. They were covering up an explosive story. They didn't want the truth coming out, so they didn't allow us to post it on social media. They put out this phony letter. Oh, Russian disinformation. It's always Russian disinformation. It's always Russian collusion. It's always something to do with Russia. Just like Biden the other day saying the gas prices are Putin's fault.
Yes, right. Let's ignore your policies that rendered us energy dependent when we were energy independent, right? Mm-hmm. And, of course, those reverberations are causing all kinds of problems because now here we've got this war with Putin and Europe relies on Russia for their oil. What are they going to do, Jeff?
I know. And we were energy independent, Bill, under Donald Trump. We were moving toward a border wall, moving toward completing this Keystone Pipeline, moving to increase drilling all over the country. Things were looking great. And now, 14 months later, it's all collapsed. I mean, it's a horror show. It's a horror show.
Well, and just to put a cherry on top, we don't even know the definition of a woman. So, you know, hey, in the month that we're here to celebrate women's history, we don't know what a woman is.
And that's a whole nother story. If I were a Republican senator, there's no way I could vote to confirm that that nominee, Bill. No way.
Yeah. Well, not to mention the fact that, I don't know if you saw the questioning by John Kennedy, stopped in her tracks, says, when does birth begin? She didn't know that answer either. Well, thank you, Jeff.
Businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
I need four more of the brisket carnitas, two burnt end platters, three...
The kitchen at Kai's Barbecue is firing on all cylinders.
Greg, help me bring this to the picnic counter.
He needs food runners who can hit the ground quickly.
86 on the chicken and we're short-staffed. Let's pick it up.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Really does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
Hey, you're talking, we're listening, okay? That's important if we're going to rebuild this country, culture of ours and get back on track. Hey, our gratefulness again to my good friend Jeff Cruer at WGSO 990 AM and joining his audience to talk about what's happening in Ukraine and what we as Americans must do in order to be prepared. Our next guest, Lisa Anderson from Focus on the Family, is back with us, and she asked a rather pointed question, and that is, do you feel that we're too far down the road of incivility? Is there hope for a return to basic decorum? When tough issues come up at the dinner table, at work, with family or friends, well, she's the host of Focus's Boundless Show and director of Young Adults at Focus, and she's here to talk all about it. Lisa, good to have you back. How are you?
Hey, good to be here, Bill. I'm doing pretty well today.
Well, good. I guess one of those fiery questions that we can't ask at the dinner table these days is, what is a woman?
Well, that is very true. That is very true, which is why, and it's funny because my audience is mostly young adults, and they're kind of like, they're just puzzled because they don't really understand. They don't remember a time where you actually really knew your neighbors beyond, the profile that they're posting on social media and who they say they are. And so they're kind of like, it really gets to what are relationships and how are we building relationships with people that are in our spheres?
Yeah. And the problem is when it happens that way, the first time there's a bump in the road, if everything is by internet and now I've canceled you and you're no longer part of the tribe and able to participate, then, you're kind of left hanging and wondering what the heck, what train wreck did I just get into here?
Yeah, well, and it's because back in the quote-unquote olden days, you actually knew your neighbors or people in your spheres for various reasons. Maybe you served on the PTA together. Maybe you, carpooled together. You mowed your lawn next to these people. So you could interact with them for a long time before figuring out how they voted, what their views were on cultural issues. But now because we broadcast that everywhere and we don't really care who people really are, now all of a sudden we're just like making snap judgments and like, well, you believe this on this, so I don't really need to talk to you.
Yeah, I remember. Well, and I remember the days where that was irrelevant. I didn't care about what you voted. I didn't care if you were Republican or Democrat. But unfortunately, this is the temperament of the culture today, and you know, brought to you by these political forces that want us at each other's throats, and we forget that we're Americans, or we forget that we're Christians. You know, it's like you know, it's just you know, I hate you because you think Donald Trump did something good for the country. Oh, I'm so bad because of that. Forgive me.
Well, yes, that's very true. And that's why, and I think also that, you know, you can get back to, Bill, how we just don't really have a lot of great skills in having conversations anyway. Mm-hmm. You know, you mentioned tribes. We're basically good at standing in our camp and yelling at the other side. And sadly, among Christians, I saw this around the election. I've seen this around the vaccine. I've seen this around other things. Legitimately name-calling people, not even the other side, but fellow believers who might disagree with them on something. And again, I want to clarify, we're not talking about absolutes here. We're not talking about biblical absolutes, although that certainly can come into play. I'm talking about issues on which reasonable people can disagree, and we're still acting like it's a life-or-death situation.
Exactly. And the thing is, we lose so much in that process, because the way we're designed for the horizontal and the vertical. The horizontal is the relationship we have with one another, the vertical with God. And either one of those connections, when they get violated, we become less than. And, you know, and we're a mess at that point, you know, for ourselves, our families and others, and not to mention our relationship with God. You know, thank God for his mercy and grace.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why I like to say, and I certainly encourage my audience, and they're almost like shocked when I say this, why did we get to the point where, and again, I'm talking about these lesser issues, that we feel like we have to have an opinion on everything, and then we feel like we have to share it. You know, like, I mean, it's like when I tell my audience that, they feel so freed. Like, oh, you mean when someone comes and asks me about mask mandates or about vaccines or about, I can say I'm not an immunologist and I don't really know and I need to read more research and I need to be, here's like a poor 22-year-old who's called on to make a call. And otherwise, you know, they're talking even within their own families, Bill. They're saying like, well, you know, you might not be invited to the barbecue.
Yes.
If that's your opinion, or you might not be invited to Thanksgiving, or you might, you know, and it's just people shutting out other people rather than being in a posture of listening and caring regardless of their position.
Well, we had recently, there was an event at the White House by the First Lady, and invited the wives of you know, both parties, politicians come in, have a little little soiree, a little get-together, and, you know, here it is, the invitation goes out, and then, you know, a couple of days before, oh, here's the rules of engagement. You know, you must be vaccinated. You know, here's this long list. Well, there are people, you know, had to make, you know, plane reservations and do all this stuff and get ready for this event. And there was one in particular that is naturally immune. Well, according to Dr. Jill Biden, Ph.D., not M.D., you know, that wasn't acceptable. That you know, you had to be, you know, you had to be up to code. You had to have all your vaccinations, all your boosters, or you can't come to the cocktail party.
Yeah. Well, and of course, some people are just going to make, you know, blanket, you know, they're going to say, well, this is just the way it has to be because the way we're doing it. I would rather say, you know, when we're in conversations with people, just, you know, someone says something and immediately we're triggered by it because for some reason we thought they agreed with us on this. And, you know, it might be someone in our own church or in our own family. And I always say, you know, let's actually ask the question. How did you come to that conclusion, or where did you get? Because you're going to find out that there are a lot of people that believe things just because there might have been something from their childhood. There might be something from their family of origin, their personal experience on an issue where just a decision has been made. And again, that's where I'm saying, can we take in the information? Can we think through things clearly? Can we put in our head, oh, yeah, remember, this person disagrees with me, but last time I checked, they're still made in the image of God and are one agree. You know, instead of just saying, like, I even say this, you know, because social media is such a big deal with my crowd. I always say there's a filter that you have to use. And this has been attributed to everyone from Buddha to Socrates. Personally, I got it from CCM artist Toby Mack, but it's three questions. Is it true? Is it necessary? And is it kind?
Yes.
If what you want to say, you cannot run through that filter and have confidence that you are going to say something that's actually true. You're the one that needs to say it, and you can say it with grace and represent Christ in what you're saying. It's probably not your thing to be saying. And so we just have to get back to that and set the example.
Yeah, one of the things that has come to mind, and particularly this week, Lisa, regarding truth, is that truth in our culture is no longer a defense. It's actually an offense. People are offended by the truth, and that's what we have to be careful of in sharing the truth. Like you say, is it kind? I mean, is it going to enlarge? Is it going to benefit somebody, or is it just to win an argument?
Yeah. Well, and that's why I tell everyone, and again, we're so loath to do this because we have such horrible communication and conflict skills. If we have a beef with anyone and we want to have an honest conversation about it, we have to take it into real time. We have to meet with someone privately, in person. You know, again, this is where I say people used to do this, folks, like what?
you know,
don't go on their social media feed and broadcast your position statement on something and then name call them. Just say, you know, I really feel like maybe that was an error, or could you explain this to me, or I was really personally hurt or offended by that. That is, I mean, again, whether that's a Matthew 18 situation where we're straight up addressing something, or whether it's something where we do have to do something corrective, we have to do it with the person in mind.
Yes, exactly. Well, and, follow the prescription of the Bible, right? And especially, you know, God's really clear about how we are supposed to be so sensitive, particularly about people of faith. You know, and like you said, you've got to go back and remember we're all made in His image. So what does that mean, and how that should reflect our civility? And, you know, what this all comes down to, Lisa, is that if the change is going to happen, it's got to happen in the church first, and it will impact the culture. And what you're saying is you really are indicting all people of faith here and saying, as much as it would count on me, As a man of faith, what am I doing, you know, to honor civility in conversations? And sometimes, you know, it's very difficult, and you may have to find yourself in a humbling position, you know, because I know sometimes my son will get so animated, I just go and hug him, and I won't let him go. I gotta love you, kid. You know, I just want you to know that's most important. You know what I mean?
Well, and that's why, especially when it comes to issues of faith and absolute truth and stuff that we know Scripture has taken a stand on, we have to remember in our heads that without the influence of the Holy Spirit, people will not change. This is not the spirit of the age has darkened understanding. We can't bully someone, Bill, into the kingdom of God.
Oh, gosh, no.
Yeah. We can't argue them. So that's just where we have to start, with a posture of humility and realizing there, but, you know, for the grace of God, go I.
Amen. So what is your audience saying? What is their idea to get back to the road of civility?
Yeah, they're just really saying we want to learn how to have better relational skills, how to move in this direction, how to have the conversation, and how to let certain things go so we can focus on the real thing.
Well, I think that's a great idea for all of us. And it starts with baby steps, doesn't it? I mean, it's not going to be overnight. I mean, we're going to have to work through this. Just as this whole incivility crept in, we've got to let civility come back, right? So let's keep the door open to it. And as much as it would count on any one of us, let's honor one another with civility. Why not? Lisa Anderson from Focus on the Family, Boundless Show, the Boundless Program. Thank you, Lisa.
Right. She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains, and she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages, or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing
relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
We all have heard.